Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Psalm 149, verses 1 through 4. Psalm 149, verses 1 through 4. It says, "Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise in the assembly of the godly. Let Israel be glad in his maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing, making melody to him with tambourine and lyre. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He adorns the humble with salvation." We're going to get our challenge from just these verses today. If you've been with us, last Saturday we saw this. All of Psalm 148 was a call for all of creation to give praise to God. The psalmist now in chapter 149 continues his call for Israel, the children of Zion, and all God's people to praise God. Look at them again. "Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise in the assembly of the godly. Let Israel be glad in his maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their king." Now, there's a couple of things I want to pull out from these verses. Look at verse 4. He says, "For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He adorns the humble with salvation." Here are the two things. Number one, God takes pleasure in his people. He loves all mankind, but he takes a special pleasure in those who are his people. Jesus in John chapter 8 told the Jews even, he said, "You are your father, the devil." When we do not put our faith in God through Jesus Christ alone, we are still under the control of Satan. Because of sin, which had been passed on from Adam to all of us, we are by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind, the Bible says. But God, because of his richness and his mercy, he's made us alive through faith in Jesus Christ, and we become his children. We're born again, not of man or man's will, but of the Spirit. And we become children of God, co-heirs with Christ, and we become his people. And he takes pleasure in those who are his. And number two, his people are the humble. And those are the ones that he gives salvation. And listen again, verse 4, "For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He adorns the humble with salvation." In James chapter 4, listen to verse 6. In James chapter 4, verse 6, the scripture says this, "But he," this is God, "gives more grace. Therefore it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble." Don't miss that. If you're proud and you don't think you need God's help, he won't give it. But if you humble yourself and acknowledge your sinfulness, your brokenness, your need of God, your need of him to be in control of your life and to lead and direct and for you to obey his commands, when you humble yourself, he gives you grace. He'll oppose you if you're proud, but he'll give grace to the humble. And in Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 through 27, "At that time, Jesus declared, 'I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him.'" Don't miss that. Jesus said, "I thank you, Father, that you've hidden your spiritual truth from the ones who think they can figure it out with their own intellect, but you revealed it to little children, those who humble themselves like little children and say, 'I want to know, I need to know, and you need to teach me. Teach me how to tie my shoe, if you will. Teach me how to do these things. Teach me.'" When a child humbles themselves and says, "I don't know, but I want to know," and they ask questions and they seek, you as a loving parent are glad to help and to teach in the same way. God says, "If you'll come to me as little children, I will reveal my truth to you. If you think you can outsmart me and figure me out or use human reasoning, you won't get there. I oppose the proud. I give grace to the humble." But then Jesus said, "All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." Well, Jim, how do I get to be one of those people that Jesus chooses to reveal the Father to me? You humble yourself like a child. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. If you humble yourself and say, "Lord, I want to know the truth. Show me your truth." He will. He chooses to reveal himself to those who are humble. Remember, God gives grace to the humble and he opposes the proud. Which group are you in? I look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.